Hello, welcome to the DDP for the third day of August. I am Paul White. I love days like today. Scriptures like this scripture right here. This is where we are in our sequential journey through these first several chapters of the book of Genesis. Today we arrive at Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Now, it doesn't end great. I don't like where it goes. I don't like to see Adam and Eve hiding themselves from the presence of the Lord. But the reason I love this verse so much is the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. It's really a little better translated this way. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking. And you could say it this way, because if you break down Lord and God, they heard the sound of Jehovah Adonai. They heard the voice of the covenant creating God walking in the garden in the breeze. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? The thought that the breeze that blows through the garden is the voice of not only their creator from chapters 1 and 2, but their covenant God, the God who wants to show up and breathe on them and make promises over them. This is the covenant God. There's a lot packed into possibilities in this 8th verse. Just the voice of a covenant creating God blowing through a garden where man and wife make their abode, God breathing into their paradise so that paradise has the presence of a promise and the presence of a creator. When we talk about the possibility of heaven on earth, and I don't believe it is a prophetic possibility somewhere out in the future, I believe it is a current reality that the heaven, the space that God resides, is on this earth. I don't think that God is somewhere else and that we are left down here to our own devices and, you know, hopefully we do okay and get to go see him someday. I don't for a second want to discount the going and seeing him or make it sound as if that is not wonderful. But, oh my goodness, we get the presence of God breathing into our garden and we get to enjoy that presence. This is why I love this verse so much. And I also love it because I know where the New Testament takes things like this. Remember that in John chapter 1, when it starts to unveil a new creation story, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And we get all of that Logos talk from John chapter 1. We also see the Word wrapped in flesh. We see that he's full of grace and he's full of truth. And we realize that for as many as receive him, we get the right to become the sons of God. Well, then when Jesus, two chapters later in John 3, starts to articulate the theology behind that, the theology of you get to call yourself a son, the theology of the Logos that speaks, that when he fleshes that out, he does so in his conversation with Nicodemus. And in John 3:8, the wind blows where it wishes and you hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. And there seems to me to be this idea of the breathing of God's presence that is indicative of the children of God. This is who we are. We dwell in that breath where he breathes. We move and we function in the sound of his voice. And that's garden imagery. That's this beautiful moment of God walking in the garden, in the breeze, in the cool of the day. And then notice where the verse takes a tragic turn in Genesis 3:8. Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. I like to say this. God, all-knowing God, has to know that Adam and Eve have failed. And yet God shows up. And he's not on a sin hunt. He's on an Adam hunt. and an Eve hunt. He just wants to spend time with them, and they hide themselves. I can tell you this, if you lack the presence of God, it is not because God is staying away from you because he's unhappy with you. He doesn't like your lifestyle. He's trying to teach you a lesson. If you lack the presence of God, I think it's always because you're hiding yourself from the breath, from the voice of God and who he is. Adam and Eve hide themselves. God doesn't hide because God isn't as easily offended as we make him out to be. God shows up to walk and to talk with Adam and Eve. I think the fact that it's God walking in the breeze, or it's the voice of God, rather, in the breeze, to me, the fact that that is worded that way in the Hebrew seems to say that God shows up to talk, that it's his voice that arrives in the garden, and Adam hides from the voice, and we have a long and storied and dark and unfortunate history of either hiding from the voice of God or running from the voice of God. I mean, think about Jonah, and you know, lately I've done a lot of Jonah work, including this last essay edition. Jonah hears the voice of God, knows the voice of God, and knows the heart of God, and still chooses to run the other way. It's not God who runs from us. It's us who run from God. So if you've struggling lately to feel his presence, he's like, I just don't know where God is. Go back to the last place you found him, and he'll be there. And I can promise you he's on the hunt for you. He's looking. Don't hide. Be honest. Be exposed spiritually to the eyes of God. Let him say to you what he will say to you. Receive what it is he wants to say to you. Enjoy his presence. Don't hide from him. You might think, well, I'm ashamed of what I've done. That's the Adam and Eve story. We are naked and we are ashamed. And so we hide from one another and then we hide from God. Don't hide from God. You might say, well, how can you hide from God? God knows. Well, that's true, but we're hiding from God in that we are running from the beauty of relationship. And maybe it's because we've replaced it with the inefficiencies of performance and works and religion. Let's get rid of that. And let's go back to enjoying the beauty of his presence and who he is. So much more to be said from this encounter. I hope you've enjoyed today. We'll do more tomorrow. See you then. God bless.